Teachwell was a little bit different. Teachwell was a lot of farmland and sort of emerging reed bed and salt marsh until 1972. So a year before the RSPB bought the reserve, a pair of rare Montagu's Harriers were observed nesting within the reed bed.
Mm-hmm.
This prompted, obviously, protection for those birds, and the RSPB purchased the land with a view to, right, we need to do something here. Unfortunately, as Montagu's Harriers do, they then didn't come back the following year, but actually moved elsewhere, not too far away, and they are known to do this. So
they're not wading birds, though, are they?
No, these are a rare bird of prey.
Oh, right.
So think of a familiar bird, so something like a buzzard or a kestrel. So it's in between size, but much slimmer winged, very elegant bird. Unfortunately, now very, very rare in the whole of the UK, and a species we have now lost as a breeding bird within the UK.
Oh.
So they've always had a tenuous little foothold. But unfortunately now there have been none for the last few years. We keep our fingers crossed.
Mm.
There are still reasonable numbers of birds breeding just across the channel in the continent, but we hope they come back.
Mm.
So we bought the reserve. The birds are good. What are we going to do now to improve the reserve? So a lot of Titchwell is fed by freshwater springs. So the birds can... There were feeding areas that the birds were already using. It was decided at the time, let's create a nice freshwater habitat. Let's see if we can maybe attract birds like avocet. Seems strange thinking about avocet now, but back in the 70s and 80s, avocets were exceedingly rare. They had gone extinct as a breeding bird in the UK. So the freshwater lagoons were formed, seawalls were put in, a little visitor centre was built with just an office, a very small car park originally. And then in 1984, we had our first pairs of avocet return to successfully breed. So since then, the reserve has developed and we have now got more hides. And we're constantly looking at sort of changing the reserve. We've recently done some work on it to put some more islands in. Again, trying to enhance the habitat for breeding birds.
And presumably there's lots of protection work because of changing climates. We touched on the flooding and goodness knows what.
Absolutely. I mean, some of our wading birds, so we... briefly touched, we mentioned ring plovers. They're a beach nesting bird, as well as oyster catchers. So the black and white bird with the orange bill. These are beach nesting birds. Our beaches are getting very popular, but also our climate's changing. Our sea levels are rising. We are getting higher tides. So it's affecting areas that these birds will use. But also we want to enjoy the beach. People love going onto the beach. That is also having an impact on reduced habitat, but more people. So we need to try and maybe give the birds a hand and try to fence off some areas so the birds feel safe, or provide them with other areas that they can nest in.
Mm.
So, and all of that is really a long way from the noise of Titchwell, because as we mentioned, Snedisham being used for the gravel workings, Titchwell was used by the Royal Tank Regiment in the Second World War as a firing range.
Gosh.
Latterly used by the RAF as a target range. Now, on early in the morning, it's beautiful, peaceful, quiet. All you can hear is the birds calling. But yes... So very different from back just sort of in and around the war.
Recent history, really.
Yeah, but of the devastation. Well, yeah, but targeting was done.
Yeah. And you have a long-standing connection with Titchwell, I understand.
Yes, I am currently in my 50s. I first visited Titchwell Reserve in 1977, actually helping to plant some of the bushes and trees that you drive past if you came down and visited our car park, which at the time, I think the reserve was built, was a carrot field. But yes, I remember planting trees. I have visited with my parents over the years, involved with hide building, protection work on birds in the past. And now, yeah, for the last 4 years, I actually work in the shop at Titchwell, selling our gift products and birdseed and binoculars and telescopes.
Trevor, thank you so much for giving us such an insight into both wading birds and Snettisham RSPP and Titchwell.
My pleasure.